Welcome back to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Sunday, July 11th, and I'm your host, Stephanie Maltrich. Boats seem to be heading out of the Nooshaggak as the fleet in the Naknek-Quejec District continues to grow. Harvests are still plentiful, and fleets in the Naknek-Quejec had a very successful day yesterday. We'll have another abbreviated show today with just the numbers, weather, and some messages to the fleet. Izzy Ross will be back in the host seat tomorrow to kick off the fourth week of the Bristol Bay's Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Fleets around the bay caught a lot of fish yesterday. 1.6 million fish were harvested, bringing the season total to nearly 27 million. Looking at baywide escapement, 1.4 million fish swam up the various rivers, bringing the total escapement to just over 17 million. About 930,000 fish are in river as of yesterday, and the total baywide run is now at 45 million. Let's start by taking a look at the west side. The Nooshaggak continues on a slower trajectory compared to last week. Yesterday, the fleet caught 461,000 fish. Drift deliveries averaged around 494 sockeye each. The total harvest is at 14.9 million. For an interesting comparison, the total run for the Nooshaggak District was forecasted at 15 million. Drifters have caught 82% of the cumulative catch, Nooshaggak set netters have hauled in around 12%, and Agushik set nets have caught just over 2%. Nearly 4% of the harvest was unspecified. 368,000 fish escaped in rivers around the district yesterday, bringing the season's spawners to 8.4 million so far. The district's total run is 23 million. Breaking down escapement by river, sockeye escapement up the Nooshaggak River was 149,546 yesterday, for a total of 4.3 million this season. Daily Chinook escapement was a bit higher yesterday. 2,094 Chinook swam upriver, bringing the season's total to 49,253 kings. Chum numbers remained slower yesterday as 6,208 chum escaped. The escapement is now 108,067. Almost 163,000 fish swam up the Wood River yesterday and almost 50,000 more passed the tower as of 6 a.m. this morning. The Wood River's total escapement is now 3.5 million. Now to the Agushik. 55,374 fish escaped yesterday, and another 4,900 passed the counting tower this morning. Total escapement there is just above 556,000. The Togiak fleet harvested 13,000 fish, bringing cumulative catch to 111,800. There were an average of 359 sockeye per drift delivery yesterday. In the Togiak River, around 4,350 fish escaped yesterday, and around 390 fish swam upriver as of 6 a.m. this morning. The season's total escapement is at 30,756. Togiak's total run is at 142,150. Now we'll take a look at the east side. Total harvest in the Naknek-Quejec is now nearing 5 million, as fishermen caught 739,000 fish yesterday. The average drift delivery was 1,000 sockeye. The drift fleet has harvested 67% of the district's total harvest, while Naknek set netters have hauled in 17%, and Quejec set netters have caught another 16%. Escapement is now nearing 7.5 million. Daily escapement in the Naknek Quejec neared 1 million fish. The district's total run is at 13 million. Let's look at those numbers by river. Nearly 209,000 fish escaped past the Naknek counting towers yesterday, bringing the river's total escapement to 2.2 million. Almost 400,000 swam up the Quejec yesterday, bringing that total escapement to 3.2 million. Around 700,000 fish are swimming up the river. In the Alagnik, around 306,000 fish swam upriver yesterday for a total of 2 million. Over to Egigik now. The Egigig fleet hauled in 267,000 fish for a total of 5.5 million this season. Yesterday, there was an average of 691 sockeye per drift delivery. Drifters have harvested 83% of that cumulative catch, and set netters have caught 17%. Around 81,630 fish escaped up the Egigig River yesterday for a total escapement near 1.5 million. The in-river estimate for the area is 80,000. The river's total run is at 7 million. Ugashik's fishermen were back on the water yesterday, catching 138,000 fish. The average drift delivery remains strong with 959 fish per drift delivery. The season's total harvest is almost 1.2 million. Just over 42,000 fish swam upriver, bringing the season's total escapement to 98,000. The in-river estimate for the Ugashik is 150,000. Drifters have caught the vast majority of that total, 91%, while set netters have harvested around 9%. Ugashik's total run is 1.5 million. At the Chignik River Weir, 10,264 sockeye passed through the weir on July 10th, and 426 more swam through the morning of July 11th. The early run is at 217,605, and the late run is 30,184. 48 Chinook swam through the weir yesterday. The total Chinook run is just 213. The Ariem fishermen harvested about 194,000 sockeye yesterday for a season total of 4.8 million. Pink harvest was 15. That cumulative remains around 3.3 million. Yesterday's chum harvest was 137. That total is around 863,000. And Chinook harvest came to 23, bringing that total to about 3,800. At the Port Muller test fishery, weather conditions finally improved and station 6 through 20 fished yesterday. Let's look at the catch indices by each station. Station 4 was not fished. Station 6 caught 0 fish. Station 8 caught 5 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 25. Station 10 caught 21 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 19 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 14. At Station 12, 10 fish were hauled in with the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 were caught in the 5 1/8, bringing the catch index to 27. Station 14 saw 4 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 1 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 14. Station 16 hauled in 10 fish and 4.5-inch mesh and 0 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 25. Station 18 caught 4 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 14. Station 20 saw 0 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 1/8 for a catch index of 4. Now we'll take a look at vessel registrations. Where are the boats? This will include vessel registration Sunday, July 11th from 9 a.m. to Tuesday, July 13th at 9 a.m. Boats will continue to move around the bay in the next few days. As of 9 a.m. this morning, there are 1,126 boats in the bay. 324 of those are D boats. On Tuesday, that will increase slightly with 1,330 boats, 400 of which will be D boats. The Naknek-Quijek District will see a big jump in these boats over the next 48 hours. There are 416 vessels registered to fish there, 108 of which are D boats. That goes up to 562 on Tuesday. 158 of those will be D boats. The Nooshigak will continue on the downward trend. 332 vessels registered in the Nooshigak District, 97 of those are D boats, and that will decrease a bit by Tuesday morning with 320 boats registered, 94 of which will be D boats. Egigig's fleet will also shrink a bit. There are currently 217 vessels, 64 of which are D boats. On Tuesday morning, the total number will stay the same with 65 D boats. Ugashik's fleet will see a bit of a boost again. It has 128 vessels, 55 of which are D boats. In 48 hours, that will go up to 198 vessels, 83 of which will be D boats. Finally, Togiak's fleet has 33 registered vessels through Tuesday. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for KDLG comes from Crowley, proudly fueling business and industry across Alaska, including Bristol Bay Fisheries, with a full range of commercial marine fuels and on and offshore fueling. Details at crowley.com/Bristol Bay.
Welcome back, and we'll dig into the weather for today and tomorrow. Looking at the Bristol Bay marine weather forecast, we still have a small craft advisory through tonight. Today should see northwest winds 25 knots, seas at 7 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas at 6 feet. And tomorrow and Monday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas at 7 feet. And the marine weather forecasts for Port Hyden and Cape Sarachef. Tonight we have northwest winds 15 knots, seas at 4 feet, areas of fog. Monday we have northwest winds 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, patchy fog. And tomorrow night we have northwest winds 15 feet, seas of 3 feet. And taking a look at the tides. This evening, Clark's Point, Neshigak Bay will have a low tide at 11:27 p.m. at 1.66 feet. And at the Naknek River entrance, there will be a low tide at 11:39 p.m., negative 0.42 feet. And over at the Egigik River entrance, we'll have a low tide at 10 p.m., negative 0.48 feet. And we'll end today's show with some messages to the fleet. We actually have quite a few today. First, we'll start out with a message to Mr. Wilson on the FV Rita K in the Bay. Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson, on the FV Rita K in the Bay. May your day be blessed with decks overflowing with reds. Love you forever, Mom, Dad, and Caroline. We have a recorded message from Miss Gina.
Calling all mariners. This is Miss Gina from the fishing vessel Miss Gina, wanting to wish Skipper Mike Brasero a very, very happy birthday. What a guy.
Okay. Happy birthday, Uncle Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. It's Margie and Melissa, your niece, and we love you so much. We're thinking about you. And Georgie says happy birthday, too. We hope that you're killing all the fish up there and having a really good time.
Get a big birthday fish. We love you.
And we have another one to Mike on the FV, Miss Gina. Happy birthday from your oldest and most favorite daughter. To Tyson on the Free Amin and First Mate Josh. May the next tides be in your favor. Stay safe and keep up the good work. Sending love and wishes for fishes from Seabeck, Washington. To Captain Brent Kathy on the FV Independence. Hey, Pooh Bear, did your satin pillowcase arrive okay? Sorry, it's been so long since I've checked in. You know that guy from last summer I thought was your brother, but then he turned out to not be your brother? He is visiting again. I guess he's a massage therapist and is back in town for an internship. I've been more relaxed lately, so I've been keeping busy and bedazzled your Carhartt overalls, and we'll work on the snow machine bibs next. Is chartreuse still your favorite color? Miss you, Montana chick. P.S. Please tell Matt Hakela that I can't find the pumpkin spice beard oil he likes. We'll look for alternative. And to Chloe Burns on the FV Margaret M., we have a song dedication, Sister Golden Hair by America from the Red Dog Crew. We'll play that as we head out today. If you'd like to get your message out to the fleet on this show, please send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. If you'd like to get in touch about anything else, give us a call, 842-2200, or send us an email to fish@kdlg.org. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. I'm Stephanie Maltrich. Good night, good fishing, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.